With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your home for the NBA Finals. Cavs Celtics. Game 1 tonight at 7:30 on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
And Gene, you know I love you. But if given the choice between you and our next guest in reading a SportsCenter update...
There's no comparison. Are you kidding?
I'd rather hear the silky smooth sounds of Christine Lisi. And that's not a knock on you. That's just... that's how good she is. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you? You are very kind. Thank you.
You baking anything today, Christine?
I actually did. I just made some sugar cookie bars, which is probably not the wisest thing I've done because it's 85 degrees here today and really hot. So I just did that, and now I'm just kind of sitting outside enjoying the day talking to you guys.
If you follow Christine on Twitter, you'll see she does videos on a YouTube channel where you bake all kinds of stuff. Like I saw it the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, Lisi bakes? Yes. This is awesome.
I do. Well, I'm Italian, so it kind of comes with the territory.
Truth.
As you know, Gene. So I love to bake. I love to cook. And I just thought, hey, I do it all the time. I may as well, make videos, because some of my friends who can't really cook as well, they're like, well, we love your recipes, but I need to see it. So I'm like, okay, here we go.
Okay, so if I was going to try one thing this weekend for my sweet tooth, what's your best, Christine?
A lot of people love the stuffed chocolate chip cookies. You can put a brownie or an Oreo or whatever you want inside. Those are always a big hit at work and whenever my friends request something. And if you guys request anything to me, I will make it as well.
Whoa. I'm floored.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Well, next time you come through Geneseo, is there going to be a trip this year, Christine, coming back this way?
I'm not sure because of the way that I have some other things planned this year. I'd like to come back in the fall for homecoming, but I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to make that. But I came last year, and I had a lot of fun at alumni weekend, so...
Christine,
but I try to get back once a year.
Christine, Western New York native and somebody who has followed these teams, the Bills, the Sabres, for most of your life. I mean, no shortage of things to talk about in Buffalo sports. I mean, give us first your overall impression of what the Bills have been doing this offseason.
I was, not that you want to see anybody lose their jobs, but I think that they needed some change. They needed... I don't know if this is going to work. I hope it does. I'm thinking that maybe because Brandon and Sean have that Carolina connection and knowing each other, and maybe that will work. I'm being hopeful. I think that's what we Bills fans always are, is hope. We're hopeful. My grandmother, who's 91, could talk Bills with you guys as well, just so you know. She's always hopeful, always excited. She's a little concerned about the quarterback position, as she would tell you if she was on with you, but she's very hopeful, very excited.
Well, I think the Bills are concerned too if they renegotiate with Tyrod Taylor. But from the standpoint of getting that extra first round pick next year in a draft that might have a lot of quarterbacks, does that get you more interested here?
Yeah, I think so. It's so hard because it's been so long, since our team has made the playoffs, and it's just I don't mean to be impatient, but I would really like 2017 to be something special. Maybe I'm a little impatient.
We preach patience here, Christine. You got to be a little bit more patient. I mean, assume that it's going to get better before it gets worse before it gets better, Christine.
What do you guys think about Tyrod? Are you sold on him or not?
No.
His flaws are going to prevent him from being a franchise quarterback. I don't know at this point in his career, Christine, he's going to learn to throw over the middle or throw a receiver open. I mean, in small doses, he's great. But in the end, to win playoff games, I don't know if he's that quarterback that can put a team on his back.
The inconsistencies are too wide to ignore. And then, but... a new offensive coordinator this year, a new system, right. A guy that he's a little familiar with. Again, I mean, this is the season for hope, and you know, maybe we see a different Tyrod Taylor in 2017. We forget, like, this is really, what, his third season? It's going to be his third season starting a quarterback. It takes some time to develop, and even though he was a backup for a while, you know, I can be sold on Tyrod Taylor, and what I'm sold on right now is that he gives the Bills and would give the Bills regarding all in, when you factor in all of the options that were available this offseason, the best chance to win in 2017.
Right. Like, I love the scrambling ability. I love what he can do with his feet, but it's just and Jim Kelly said this once when he was on NFL Live, it's the arm that is a little disconcerting at times, but maybe you find maybe they can have a system that works for him and that he can excel in.
We also the Tyrod's a big topic here, Christine. Also Sammy Watkins, and Sammy Watkins not getting his fifth year option picked up when normally that does, but you have talent yet you have injury. What's your view on Sammy Watkins?
I agree with them not picking up the option. He's just, I understand the talent and everything, but he's hurt so much. And I know that's you know, that's maybe just a fluke. That's nobody's fault. But I don't know if it was last year or the year before where he wanted the ball more. And I'm like, you know, I would like you to concentrate on being healthy, on staying healthy, before you start complaining about how much you do or do not get the ball.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got that kind of wide receiver, almost diva mentality that you know, a lot of wide receivers have. I'm curious as to whether or not that's going to be a fit in Sean McDermott's culture moving forward, because it sure feels like he's going to hold these players to a different level of accountability, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
I would hope so, because I didn't like a lot of the things I saw, and, you know, you just hear different things, and a part of me thinks, like, hey, how about acting like men, right? How about not having to be reminded how to act? With Mark Levy, they never seemed to have these problems, did they? It didn't seem like it. I don't know. Maybe it was Bruce Smith or Jim Kelly or Cornelius Bennett taking care of things and saying, this is not the way we do things here. Like with the Patriots, you come in, whether you have some issues in the past, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, this is the way we do things here. Take it or leave it.
Well, let your new coworker have it, Rex, when he comes through. Has he made his way through ESPN? Have you met Rex yet in Bristol, Christine?
I have not met him yet. Nope. We're in a different, radio's in a different part of the building than the TV people, but nope, I have not met him yet.
And Christine,
but I'm sure he'll be fantastic. He's opinionated. He knows the sport. He loves the sport, so I'm sure he'll be great.
Christine, a rough few weeks there at the Bristol campus as well. Take us behind the curtain. I mean, you know, some unfortunate dismissals, a lot of talented people looking for their next opportunity now.
It was the third one since 2013, the third major comeback that they've done, and it was hard. I've actually gone into work that day for two of them, and it's just tough. It's like you walk into a morgue. You feel like you're walking through quicksand, like it would be at any big company, you know, to lose like 300 people. And I've known some of these people for a long time and very talented, very good at what they do. And I think perhaps the unfortunate thing was that their contracts just happened to be up in 2017, you know, for a lot of them. And I just, it's heartbreaking because you don't want to see anybody lose their job. And it's just, it's very sad. And I hope that they all land on their feet, because so many of them are so good people, like, you know, Ed Werder, who is so great at what he does. It was sad to say goodbye to a lot of those people.
Christine Lisi, you hear her updates throughout ESPN Radio here, our guest here in the Sports Bar on 95.7 ESPN. She's a Western New York native. As we mentioned, Rex Ryan, hired by ESPN. He'll be doing that first Monday night game with Beth Mowins, and I was a little bit surprised when I saw that story that Beth Mowins becomes the first female play-by-play broadcaster since 1987. Really, can that be? Christine, I mean, obviously that's overdue. Is this, you know, it's been a long time coming. I was surprised to see that nobody had broken through up until this point.
I was surprised too, and I'm so excited for her. You know, I see, like, there's so many good women out there, like Doris Burke. Like, she is so great at what she does at basketball. And I think that Beth, I was so excited when I saw that the other day. I'm just like, what a great opportunity for her.
Absolutely. Christine, what about you? Take us through your day At the Bristol campus. You're off today. But a normal day for Christine Lisi, break it down for us. I'm so fascinated. I want to look behind the curtain of what happens there in Bristol.
Sure. I get in about, an hour before I hit air. Our research department is the best of the industry, I think. The guys and girls work there so hard over there in getting us all the information from the games that are coming up that night or the games that happened the night before if I work in the morning. And then I just kind of, what was the big game last night? Right now at this time of the year, it would be the NBA, the Eastern Finals or the Western Finals or the NHL Eastern Finals or Western Finals. And I kind of go through there. Those are my big events. I look through any sound I want to pick. Pete Weber, who's a Western New Yorker as well, he now calls the Predators play-by-play. And I used a call from him last Saturday because it was fantastic. I kind of try to pick audio that is going to grab people's attention. I think there are a few things better than overtime winners in playoff hockey. I don't know how you guys feel about that. And then I kind of just go from there. What baseball games am I going to put in? What did this person do? Like last Friday, it was, how bad Matt Harvey was. Today, it might be how good he is. And then I'll throw in little things at the end, like a golf tournament. If there's a big enough name leading it, I just kind of go from there. And then as breaking news comes in, I'll blend it in and out. And then I kind of move on because you want to keep it as current and as fresh as you can. So people keep coming to you so they can be up to date too.
Well, if you're working with different hosts like Ryan Russillo or Bomani Jones, or do you have to craft your update a little bit differently? What is it like working with all these different personalities?
Actually, we're kind of independent. We kind of do our own thing. The talk shows have, they pick subjects that, move the meter. They get people calling or people talking, tweeting, whatever. And we kind of just give you what the most important news is of the day. Like they might not think that it might not hit their radar, but it certainly would hit ours.
ESPN Radio's Christine Lisi joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Christine, it's always great having you on the air. We know where we can hear you. Where can listeners see you and read some of your work online? Twitter handle, all of that.
Okay, my Twitter handle is ESPN Christine. I'm on Facebook at Christine Lisi. I'm also on Instagram and Tumblr, although I don't quite understand Tumblr. I'm on YouTube at Christine Lisi. So you can find me anywhere. I love to talk, sports, anything. I'm not going to argue with you about anything, but I will. I enjoy talking sports with people. So
that's a good point.
I got to listen to people at work argue all day about sports. I'm like, sometimes I don't want to argue about it anymore.
I think I'm going to try that recipe there for the stuffed cookies there.
We have to ask Christine, your husband doing the blacktop in your driveway, or is that something you farm out?
We're not very handy,
So this is a debate we were having.
That's smart.
The investment.
Yes. Can I say one thing about the Sabres? I am excited about Jason Botterill coming on as the GM. I think that he'll build a good wall, a good bridge between Buffalo and Rochester. And I just would like to see them. I'd like a goaltender. I'd like obviously their defense to be a lot better. But I think when you have a generational franchise-changing player like Jack Eichel, I think things can only be great. And he missed so much time at the start of last year. I think that really put Buffalo and the Sabres in a hole.
So you think the Sabres are much closer than the Bills here?
Yes. I think so, because they have Jack Eichel. They have that generational player, like a Sidney Crosby was in Pittsburgh, like a Pat Kane with the Blackhawks. That's my opinion.
No, I don't disagree with you one bit, and it'll be interesting to see who he brings in as the head coach and whether or not that head coach can relate to a new generation of younger players. And of course, when he was announced here, everybody in Rochester, just to hear him mention Rochester, had fans of the Amerks up in arms like, oh my God, we might actually be a relevant franchise in the AHL again. That'll be great to get us winning again. I mean, to see what he's done with Pittsburgh and Scranton-Wilkes-Barre is pretty remarkable, and the hope is that he can repeat that success now that he's with Buffalo.
Yes, because if Rochester's good, then Buffalo will be
correct.
Good. I mean, that's my belief. And if you think back to the days where like the Sabres used one year, I think it was about a decade ago, three very good goalies, Ryan Miller, Mika Noronen, and Marty Biron, and they came up through the system, and it doesn't seem like Buffalo has had that for a while. from Rochester, from the minor league team.
Boy, she knows her Sabres hockey if you're bringing up Mika Noronen. That was a name I forgot about. Kristen, when you went to Geneseo, did you make it up to a lot of Amherst games?
I think we only went because nobody really had a car. So we basically did the Ice Knights games. We did go to RIT for one game against RIT hockey, but I didn't see an Amherst game until I moved out to Connecticut and they played the Hartford
Wolfpack.
I'm trying to think if it was the Wolfpack then, back then or what, but they played the Wolfpack and in a playoff game, and I wore my Michael Pekka captain's jersey.
That was 2000, I want to say. That would have been.
Yeah, that was a lot. Yep, my husband went because he's a Rangers fan, so we went to that, and there was a bunch of Sabres fans in the crowd too. And it's always funny. I notice that wherever you go, I don't know if it's like that for you guys when you travel, but if you see I see somebody in a Bills or a Sabres jersey, I still get so excited, and I have to run up and talk to them. And some people find that weird, but I'm like, there's like this bond that we Western New Yorkers have that it never leaves you.
All right, well, Christine, we got to send you some Amherst gear here or there, so that when you're going about, then somebody sees Amherst, they're going to be like, Rochester, and you'd be like, well, no, not exactly, but I go on this show every once in a while. Let me tell you about it.
I would take anything. I'm so devoted to those teams. I will proudly wear anything you send me.
Stuffed chocolate chip cookies for Amherst swag.
Yes, done.
Fair trade?
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Very good. Christine, this is awesome. Love having you on with us. Let's do it again real soon. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, all right?
Thanks, you guys, too. I have so much fun with you. I really appreciate you giving me a call.
No worries. Christine Lisi. Love the energy. Love having her on. Knows her stuff when it comes to Buffalo sports. You can hear her, of course, delivering SportsCenter on ESPN Radio throughout the day.
The God-given voice, too. I mean, is there a better update person than Christine Lisi with that voice?
No, I think that if you think about ESPN Radio update personalities, it's Christine Lisi and nobody else.
Right. And, yeah, it's Christine Lisi and then a guy or somebody else. Yeah, exactly. And I think we should go find something in the closet, send her, because that's a fair trade, right?
What's the takeaway from Christine Lisi? It's not what she knows about the Buffalo Sabres. It's that her and her husband farm out the blacktop. They farm it out. Somebody else seals the driveway.
Yeah, yeah. They're successful people in Connecticut that understand the value of saved time.
Talking
to you, Sandy.
At Matthew McGrain tweeting me, I sealed my driveway myself once, never again.
Right.
I'd rather slam my junk in a car door.
Okay, I don't go that far.
I'd rather stare directly into the sun for 3 hours straight than have to do that again, Gene. I don't want to do that again.
That's why I was defending you. It was almost like I was attacking your wife, and no, not at all. I trying to state my position, and if I went on her financial podcast, I'd say, what's the value here? Okay, you do your own job there. You're working for less than minimum wage. You are. You're going to save, what, 15 bucks for baking in the sun? No, go make 15 bucks somewhere else.
Jeepers. 15 bucks for heat stroke and ruined shoes and pants.
Yeah. And good luck trying to get tar off, by the way. It's not
happen. Paint.
No. No, it's messy. And ugh.
No. I won this battle, Gene, but it'll come back. It'll come back around. You wait.
Takeaway number two from Christine, that laugh. Holy cow.
No, great personality. Love having her on. All right, so stuffed chocolate chip cookies on the way. We'll get some Amherst swag. Fair deal.
Done.
Love it. Christine Lisi, if you missed that conversation, our conversation earlier with John Ledyard of InsideThePylon.com, we will get those up. And on demand for you at the all-new ESPN Rochester.com. Up next in the sports bar, we serve up today's top NFL stories in bite-sized form. NFL appetizers with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.